You want to start?
However the fuck we start, we starting now.
Okay, all right, cool. We start right now then. What's up, man?
Hey, shit, man. What's going on with you?
All right, man. It's your boy, Sensei B.
It's King Kel Soul.
Here with the Chew and the Fat podcast. Hope everybody doing all right out there.
Yes, yes.
Are y'all still Rona free?
I hope so. Yeah. It's free.
Well, I think I am. I haven't been tested yet, so I could be one of them asymptomatic type people. Hope not, but so far, so
I got tested. I got tested about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Through the nose and shit?
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Did it hurt?
It was just real uncomfortable, man. It didn't hurt. It was just, yeah, it was like, God damn. I didn't think that canal went that far. Shit.
Shit, they went eyeball deep?
Yeah, man. I was like, God.
They went eyeball deep.
I went blind for a second. What the fuck?
Damn.
But yeah, it was uncomfortable, but it was good to know what's going on. And now, they got it set up now. You can go to Minute Maid Park and do it, and it's free.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah. Okay. So they like, they're encouraging people to do it like once a month or once every 45 days or something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's cool then. Yeah. I haven't had it tested yet. I haven't. Over here, it ain't free yet. You got to have a reason to go. So,
oh, okay.
Damn. Yeah. So, but.
Yeah, well, it's better for y'all. We in that fucking crisis mode over here, yeah.
That's on right now. We was at first, but y'all got it now.
Yeah, that's all fucked up, huh?
Man. Well, today, y'all, we're going to be discussing our life and growing up in Houston, Texas, Fifth Ward, the Nickel.
Bloody Nickel. Yeah. Yeah. Man, what? All right, let's kick it off. High school, like, what was the most impactful event? You know what I mean?
Man, so many things went down in high school.
Yeah, but the one that made you, like, either, like, you felt like you was cool, or you became a man, or it's just, like, good shit, like, the best shit ever. Yeah.
Oh man, that's a good one, man. Cause so many things happen. I think one that really impacted me was and really made me kind of say I gotta stay chill and don't get into no shit, whatever. My homeboy Ricardo got killed, man. Yeah, because I just. He came to practice, to our practice, that the day before, hung out. Mm-hmm. He was doing his own thing out there, so he dropped out of school. And he came to practice. He always come up there to hang out with us and talk to us like that. So we hung out. We talked for a little bit before I had practice. And he said he was going out of town.
What, a Puerto Rican dude or something?
Nah. He looked like it, though. He probably looked like it, yeah. Nah. He was a quarterback at Fleming. Yeah. Nah, he black.
Yeah.
But
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. And he came to the practice and hung out and asked me that I want to go with him out of town. I said, nah, I'm gonna stay for practice, man. And I did. I stayed for practice, football practice. He left, then came back the next day, man, and his girlfriend, who was a really, really, really good friend of mine, was crying and shit, and I like, what's wrong? You know, and I said, my Ricardo got killed. I'm like, what? And they did that that right there, man. Affected me a lot because, like, it's a 50-50 chance that I could have said, yeah, I could have went with him.
Yeah,
I could have been not there either. The fact that I knew him for so long, how we met in middle school, we was cool. We met on rough terms.
Oh, okay.
But we became friends at the end, man. And he always come to practice and holler at me and E.T. and them and stuff like that, man. And when he got killed, man, it was hurtful, man. It was hurtful. Even though you know what people are doing, you still don't want that shit to happen. And that kind of opened my eyes up, man, and trying to you know, help me make more better decisions in my life. And one reason why I said I gotta go get up out of here,
right?
Because I won't hang around too long.
Right.
So that was an impactful moment for me.
Yeah, that's a big deal, man. That's pretty impactful. I remember when everybody got killed. I knew y'all was close.
Yeah.
I remember him coming seeing y'all. I remember we got killed. That shit was fucked up, man. Just being so young.
Yeah.
Seeing so much death and shit.
Yeah.
And I think for me, pretty much, man, my friend Marcus Turan got killed. Like right there in Finnegan Park, right behind Wrigley, where the auto shop was and all that shit. They were beating up on some dude. I think his name was KP or some shit. And he chased the motherfuckers home from E.L. Smith. Chased them all the way from E.L. Smith to the park, right there by Wrigley and shit. And pulled out. Just start shooting. Shot half my man face off. Shot him in the leg and shit. Kill him right there in the park.
Yeah, man. I mean, so growing up in Fifth Ward was, but I had a really good time. You know, people always talk about how bad our neighborhoods are. These are bad neighborhoods. These are, you know, and you look from the outside in, you think, wow, it's crazy. But that's some really good times, man. That's some really fun times, man.
Yeah, you remember them block parties?
Yeah, man. I talked about block parties, yeah. I talked about some of the block parties, man.
Yeah, man.
Boys
get so drunk at them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's always, you know, it's always a time to go. When the gunshots rang out, I mean, it's time to go home.
It's a wrap.
Let's wrap it up, yeah.
Yeah, wrap it up, B.
But it was good times, though, man. Everybody had house open for food in the house.
Yeah.
Man.
They go eat anywhere.
Like, I'll see shit like that over here while I'm in Washington, man. I don't even know if people even do that over here, man.
Yeah. I don't even know if people do that shit too much. Any more period.
Still, huh?
Yeah. Neighborhoods are different now, man.
Yeah.
You know? Motherfuckers could be a renter. You know what I mean? A renter of a house in a lot of cases are pretty rough on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because more motherfuckers don't value shit that ain't theirs.
Yeah.
You know, so... You know they ain't gonna hang around, and you've got a neighborhood full of renters. It's like living in an apartment. Motherfuckers interchange all the time, you know. So the neighborhood is just not the same. Yeah. You know, back in the day, everybody owned that house, or that was their grandmama house, or something, for like generations. But not no more.
Man, remember that That little restaurant down the street from Wheatley, and you go, it was an Asian place, and you get the chicken called Wing Ding Special, and you get the chicken wing with the rice and the brown gravy.
Yeah, Timmy Chan.
Oh my God, that shit, dude.
Well, I had Timmy Chan 3 days ago.
It's still there?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, he had the best wings, man. That rice, the gravy on it, man. Nigga would skip school for that shit, yo.
Oh, I know which location. No, that location ain't there no more.
Uh-huh.
They moved further down Lockwood.
Ah.
Yeah. Yo. The building was, that's an insurance agent. No.
Man, it was cheap, too, man.
Yeah, they got Tim Chans all over this mug, man.
Damn.
This one right up here where I live at.
Oh, my God. I love that shit, dude. Chicken wing was the bomb, dude.
Shit still cheap.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I know the motherfuckers still use MSG. I'm telling you. That time I eat the motherfucker, man, I feel some cancers or something coming on, man. Well, I know this shit killing me, but fuck it.
This shit good.
It was good.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Remember that place, man? Remember the Harvey Barbershop, man?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, man.
It was the Harvey Mason song.
You do remember when he was trying to tell us about Willie D?
Yeah.
Talking about Willie, he positive.
Yeah.
He say anything positive about any one of y'all.
Yeah.
Man.
Mark was a cool player. Always clean, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh boy, always dressed.
Clean as a motherfucker.
Man. And you know who had good burgers, man? Right on the corner. You know where Harvey Barbershop was? That little store on the corner. And you had to go to the back to get the food. They had like a bar in the back.
Yeah.
Oh man, the good cheap burger stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they had cheap pussy over there too.
Oh yeah, right outside my window.
Yeah.
Took us everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's so sad, man, because you can see him start at like 22, 23, and I swear to God, 5 years later, they're like they're 80.
Yeah.
You can just see the deceased of them, man.
Unbelievable,
man. It's so sad.
Man, look.
So sad.
It is, man, but that's life, man.
Yeah. I learned a lot, man, growing up there, man.
Yeah.
My family wasn't involved in my life, but my friends and their families in the street. A lot, dude, because I remember many times coming home from football practice at night by myself.
Yeah.
Fucking adventure, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I walk the same way every time, no problem. They like, but at nighttime, it's a different lifestyle, yo. You got to be ready to run, yo.
Yeah. That's a whole nother culture.
It's an intense moment, man.
It's going to take years off your life.
It does, man. And it impacted me so much, man, to where when I got stationed here in the Navy in Washington State, and I got my own crib here, I wouldn't put my furniture to the back of the window, man. I was so mentally fucked up for being where I lived at. And then I looked outside and I'm like, yo, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. You walking your dog? Are you crazy, son? You jogging at night?
Ain't no hoes walking around here. But I know they're out there somewhere.
Dude, it just totally just tripped me out, man.
That's some wild shit, man. It can, growing up in that era. In that neighborhood, man, it was a gift and a curse, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean?
It was, man, because it touched a lot of shit, man, but it made you aware of a lot of shit. And...
Yeah. Then as you get older, you realize how less shit that you were exposed to, 90% of it didn't do nothing but hurt you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It had no real value. Other than to cause you pain.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't learn shit about it. You know, about life or anything. Other than life can suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, like we talked about earlier, you could have accepted an invitation and been dead too.
Yeah.
You know? And you just... It's crazy, man.
It is, man.
Yeah.
We dodged a lot of bullets.
A whole lot of bullets, man. Like, literally. Yeah. Someone dodged bullets.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I don't regret it, man. I'm glad I did go there because it helped me a lot when I went overseas. I was more comfortable going to other countries and hanging out than a lot of other people were who, like, maybe from a different type of neighborhood that we were from.
Right.
And we got along better with the locals.
Right.
Than those people who didn't come from places like we came from. We were more down to earth.
Right.
And I learned that from growing up in Fifth Ward, growing up in the hood. Because we was poor too.
Yeah.
When I go to another country, they poor. I know how to relate to that. I've been there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's exactly right, man. Yeah, you know, because all the countries that I've been to, man, I feel better in the worst parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Remember, I know you said the name of Jew, you was in the Navy. I know when we put it like in Korea, Thailand, they say, look, don't go to this area. It's a bad area. Where did brothers go? Where do the brothers go? To that area. That's the most fun area around.
Yeah.
But it's a dangerous area.
Yeah.
But you're cool with it. You know how they got this stuff down there.
Yeah, you grew up under those circumstances. So, yeah, shit taught me a lot, man. It taught me a lot. You know, made me who I am. Whatever the fuck that means. Good or bad. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's just who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
You know, I had a pretty good life. I was smart enough to get away.
Yeah.
You know, and avoid shit that probably could have easily happened to me. I'm definitely thankful for how and where I grew up. At the time, I really didn't understand it. But as I've gotten older, like we're saying, man, you can go anywhere in the world, and if you can fit in the worst place, you good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be disappointed about shit, you know?
Yeah.
Cause you ain't had to have no 5-star hotels and all that fancy shit. So yeah, if you're comfortable places like that, yeah, you winning.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You have other questions?
Yeah, I forgot them all. I should have wrote them down. You know,
I think one of them about you wanted to know about what made us leave or what made us get away or something.
Yeah, but we already touched on that though.
Joining the Navy and shit.
Yeah.
Kind of for me, we're not joined because. Actually, I wanted to play football. I wanted to play sports. That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I waited too late to tell people. The stupidest I've ever heard. Anyway, so that did fan out. So before I got ready to graduate, I was talking to the Marines and the Army. Come on, that's not they come get you and they take you out to eat and shit back then.
Yeah,
give you free clothes and all that shit. So I talked to Navy, and Navy said I could play football in the Navy too. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
but they tell me I had to be in the damn academy and shit. So one reason why I joined, other reason I joined because you joined.
Yeah.
Other reason I joined because I didn't want to stick around after I graduated with no plan. Because I just got a feeling that I would be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
And doing something, and I could be easily, you know, locked up or some shit like that. And I didn't want to go out like that.
Exactly. That's my main reason for leaving, man. Because I'm looking at these other cats getting locked up and killed and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I wasn't no better crook than them.
Yeah.
Them niggas did that shit better than me, and look what happened to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So fuck me. I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I also had some guilt, too, though. I had guilt that I did leave because I felt like I left a couple of my homies there and they got into some issues. And I kind of felt like maybe if I was there, maybe I could have talked them out of doing those things. Or maybe I would have joined them. I don't know. You know, I don't know what would have happened. But I kind of had a little bit of guilt that I wasn't there to maybe talk them out of things. You know, and I still feel guilty about that, about not never coming back.
Well, I understand about the first part, because I had a lot of that shit too.
Yeah.
Feeling guilty. But not coming back, fuck that. You lived there a good portion of your life. You know what's here. You know? And if you find a place that you're cool with, fuck it. I'm telling you right now, bro, as soon as this young kid of mine finished high school, do her first year at UT, man, I am getting the fuck on.
Get to the country house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple chickens, yeah. Goats.
Hey, whatever. You know what I mean? Grow me a goddamn, I have a hemp farm. Anything. Yeah, but so now I'm glad I came home.
Yeah.
You know, I found a job that I was good at, and I was able to tolerate the bullshit and make it to a decent retirement. You know, so for me, I don't know if that would have happened if I'd have went somewhere else.
Right.
You know, just the way how everything lined up. You know, but coming back, man, some days I wish I would have stayed in California.
You like California?
I love California.
Man, I didn't like, I was mostly San Diego. I didn't like it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, we like me and my girls, all three of them.
Yeah.
We like more of Northern California,
because
it's slower.
Yeah.
You know, Southern California, that's real fast paced and all that.
Yeah.
You know, we all kind of corny. We don't really do shit.
Yeah.
So having that fast pace, as long as we got access to it, you ain't got to live in it. So,
yeah,
Cali's the shit, man.
Yeah, man, growing up in Fifth Ward was definitely a adventure. Ups and downs, fun times, sad times.
Yes. But wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, I know, man. Like, I came to Fifth Ward. I was actually born there, but we left and moved to Third Ward. I lived right across the street from Jack Yakes. And I moved to Fifth Ward in the getting on my sixth grade year when I got there. And man, ever since then, it's been crazy ride. man.
Yeah.
So.
I was talking to my dad, man. I had to take him to his chemo today, right? He'd tell me a story about my uncle, how good of a basketball player he was and all that shit. And I was like, did he go to Wheaton? He's like, yeah. Yeah, he went to Wheaton. So I'm thinking in my head, my mom went to Wheaton, my dad. Mm-hmm. I think my grandmother was in the first Wheatley, when it was over there where E.O. Smith is.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, shit, dude. My whole family on both sides, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all went to Wheatley.
Yeah.
You wildcat deep.
Yeah. I think my mom's mother, my grandmother, I don't think she went to Wheatley. She, because they're from Louisiana. So, she went somewhere in Louisiana. But everybody else, yeah. It's white. It's a purple and white motherfucking house, brother. Yeah, for real, for real.
Yeah. Let's see what else, man. There's so much stuff, man, that happened growing up there. Like, it could be days talking about this shit, man.
We got time. Got plenty. We need it. Remember Kenneth McWashington?
Yeah, Crime Dog.
Yeah, I told him we're gonna have his ass on the podcast.
Shouts out to Crime Dog.
Yeah, my dude.
Oh, remember that time we took? Where did we go, man? And we made him drink this whole bottle of Everclear.
Oh shit!
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
We bet he could drink a whole bottle of Everclear one time, and he did it. And then we had to drive him home, but you were swerving on purpose.
And he was rolling around in the back of a Jeep.
And then we talked about he put him in his house, he put him in his bedroom floor, and the next day he woke up in his vomit.
Man, that motherfucker was fucked up.
Did that? So why y'all do that to him?
That motherfucker, I thought he was going to die.
Yo, man, I did too, man. He took that whole bottle like it was nothing, though.
Nothing.
Woke up in his vomit, yo.
I'm just glad the motherfucker woke up.
Yeah, dude, that shit's hilarious, man.
I could have been a murder charge. What?
Oh, man. But that's the shit we did, yo, growing up with him, man.
Yeah.
Jumping trains and shit.
Oh, my God. We got to say something for another episode. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of shit we did, man.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you think about it, anybody who's listening, who's from, like, the hood or whatever, think of the shit y'all did, man. It's amazing that most of us made it out of that alive, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't mean like violence against you. I mean the shit that we did. Oh,
that you could have fucking died from.
Yeah, man. We used to get in a circle, man. We get a bullet and put it on the ground, man, and get a brick. And stand a brick on a bullet and pop the bullet, man. In a circle, yo, and see who jump. We did, man. This like in fifth grade, yo.
Oh my Jesus.
Dude, we played tag on top of Jack Yake's buildings, yo. From building to building playing tag, yo. That's the shit we did, yo. Yo, going up, man. Crazy, man.
Nowadays, you motherfuckers be mean.
Yeah.
Black people playing tag like they didn't have a picture of you motherfuckers jumping from building to building. What the fuck? Who plays tag like that? What the fuck?
That was the shit. Dare...
What the fucking daredevils?
That hard.
Yeah.
But,
motherfuckers off the chain, huh?
Yeah, man. Dude, I remember two men in Fifth Ward, man, on like 4th of July, New Year's Eve. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
So many different weapons going off, man.
Shots rang out.
I'm like, do not go by the window. Lay down or something. Yeah. Don't be sitting up by the window.
For real.
Ain't no telling what's coming through that damn thing, man.
Yeah. Motherfuckers be letting off.
Yeah.
All kinds of goofy shit.
Yeah, man. But those are good old days, man. Good old days.
Yeah. We survived.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah. You know, that was good. The sad part about it is that any hardship that we remember growing up, whether it's exactly how it was, the way we remember, or maybe we hid or embellished parts of it or whatever, there's always somebody with have a lot worse stories than ours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That for us, I think we're fortunate. You know, before we moved across the tracks, shit over there off of Bringhurst, I grew up with a dude that used to get high with his mom.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like 12, 13 years old, seeing this. You know, so I wasn't living in his house. So I know damn well just by witnessing that, whatever he was going through was a lot worse than mine.
Yeah.
You know, and mine probably fucked up more than somebody else's. But there's always somebody worse.
Yeah.
Always.
And man, for those who don't travel a lot out of Houston, I'm going to tell you now, Houston is everywhere.
It is.
The other day, I'm getting gas, yo. Over here, I'm in Seattle now. I'm getting gas. Had my cowboy face mask on, right?
Yeah.
Dude, brother pulled up to me. Yo, you from Texas? You from Houston? Said, me too, dog. He had a 713 tattoo on his forearm, yo. I'm like, what?
Oh, damn.
That like small world, yo.
Yeah.
Straight out of Houston, man. We were everywhere.
Hell, everywhere, fam. Now, I remember being stationed in Japan. Ghetto boys were popping. And everybody wanted to be from Fifth Ward. I'm watching these dudes in the club run around the dance floor with five fingers up. The hand five. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? What in the tomfoolery am I watching?
Yeah.
So when I pull a dude aside, say, hey man, you from Houston? Yeah. So what part? Fifth floor. Oh, okay. I said, you stay by Naki Henderson or E.L. Smith? Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Nigga, get the fuck on out. Man, you don't get the fuck. Listen, man, them boys is going crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's not really doing that shit, man.
Yeah, because you know, over there, we right there by the Philippines, man.
Yeah.
So I'm getting all kinds of Houston, all the jackets. All that starter stuff.
Yep.
Man, I'm getting all that made.
Cheap.
Man, I had Boston Celtics, basketball uniform, satin jacket. I had some damn black and green Nikes. All kinds of shit. Just keep making whatever you want.
Tailor to your exact size, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. I thought I was being fancy. Man, I'm right here by the Philippines. Why? Yeah, I'm going to have shorts that fit perfect. Shirts that fit perfect.
Yep.
I'm going to make them for $2.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I'll be stupid not to do it.
Dude, you give him a picture of something out of GQ magazine, give him a picture of it.
Got you. Got you.
Dude, yeah. Come back in about 5 hours, yo. You want silk lining with your name inside? Yeah, come back. Double stitch? Come back. Come back. $50.
I love
maybe.
That.
$50 maybe.
Yeah.
For a suit. I love $600 that.
$600 here. Yeah, I love that. My mother tell you, come back. Okay. I got it. Come back. Okay. You come back happy than a motherfucker. Man.
Yeah.
And you just get this motherfucker $45 for $1,000 suit. Man, come on. Yeah.
You're right, man. Houston, Fifth Ward, everywhere, man. And everybody was claiming them. Everybody was claiming them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'm glad I was born. I lived there. I experienced that stuff, man, because it helped me a lot, man.
Definitely helped a lot.
So if you're always still in the ghetto, still in the hoods, don't let it discourage you. Learn from it, grow from it. You know,
and do your best to get the hell out. At least for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like it, cool. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Not me though.
So much to see out there, man. Like, that's so much. Like, I know, like, when I was, cause where we were at, it was just, you know, blacks and Mexicans, and every now and then a white teacher or something come through, you know? That's it. I joined the Navy. You're like, what are all these Asian people looking? Who's this? And there's Filipinos, Guamanians, Hawaiians. Like, whoa! It's just a culture shock for me, man. I met so many new friends, man. So many different races of people that I didn't really know. You know about till I got out of where I was from.
Mhm. That's the whole thing, man. Just go experience it. See if you like it. If you like it, find somewhere too comfortable. Shit, go live there. Spend the rest of your life there. If not, shit, you come back home. Now you got stories to tell your homeboys or your family. You know what I mean? But all your traveling experiences and shit.
Yep.
Either way you go, man, it can help you.
Yep.
You know? Just to know what it's like in another country, You know, because for me, I was finding out that what I thought was poor wasn't really poor.
That's the damn truth, yo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, shit. I just complained because I didn't have this, or I had to share that. And you got whole families in one room.
One room, man.
No running water.
The toilet is the hole in the living room floor or something, man.
Right. Yeah. That's a lot of learning going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You're right about that, man. You don't know. Yeah, you realize how poor you're not that poor to see somebody else who's more poor than
yeah.
you.
And it's yeah.
Bad sometimes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real statement right there, yo.
Always, man. I mean, that's the whole thing. We get so lost in our own misery and our grief. We think what happened to us is the worst. Mm-hmm. Well, it could be for some.
Yeah.
But not many. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot worse. You know what I mean? It
not
is.
Worse.
Not worse. You know? It's just, you know, thinking that way ain't going to take the pain away, but it'll help ease it a little bit when you put it in perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
Oh man, all right, man. So, nice to reminisce there.
Yeah.
Phil Ward, the nickel.
Love it. Love it.
So, I hope everybody out there is staying corona free because that's just still going on out there. You got to be safe, man. Wear your mask. It don't hurt nobody to wear a mask. What's the big deal, man? Wear the damn mask.
Yeah, please, mask up.
It's not a big deal, man. Just put the shit on your face. Go to the store. Get your shit. Leave out. Take your mask off. What the fuck?
That's it.
I mean, golly. I see people out of these videos of people coming to stores and causing scenes about the mask and making all false laws about the mask. And
I just want to know. How did they figure out how to have a perfect life? Because you got to have a perfect life if all you have time to do is be pissing and moaning about wearing a mask.
No, man.
You intentionally go in the store to stir up some shit. You don't have nothing else better to do today than go try to get a viral video.
It's crazy, man.
You know what I mean? There's motherfuckers out here that would love to just have the ability to stay inside because of health concerns or just whole anxiety about everything.
Right.
But they can't. They have to go work. You know what I mean? So they have to do shit and be uncomfortable just so they can eat.
Yeah.
And you motherfuckers don't want to be uncomfortable just to be courteous. You know what I mean? So it's like, you talking about your right. And stop.
That kills me when people say, my Second Amendment, I have the right, it's my own body. Well, why you wear a seatbelt when you get in your car, man?
Right.
That's just the law. You don't have to wear it. Go get a ticket every time you drive.
That's it.
Oh, man, I swear to God.
it's just
so frustrating, man.
It is.
Like, it's unnecessary conflict, man.
Yeah. Absolutely unnecessary.
I see these ones and the preachers and stuff to my like God will take care of them through the corona. I mean, golly, that's wrong believing in God, man. But God also invented people who think and brains and scientists.
Right.
They're for a reason, dude.
Yeah.
If you believe in God, you have to believe that He put them people there to get that kind of knowledge to learn to help you in certain situations.
You would think. You know, it's such a common sense concept, but I don't know, man.
I guess some people just like to be conflicted, man, I guess. Like confrontation.
Yeah, I think so.
Or attention or something.
Both. Both of them.
All right, man. Anything else you want to cover in this episode, man?
No. I think that's it, brother.
You want to go and take us all home now?
For sure, for sure, for sure. If you made it this far, we'll take it that you enjoyed the show. So wherever you subscribe or listen to your podcast, find us and make us your favorite. And until the next episode, love hard, live happy, stay safe. Peace.
Peace.